Marijuana use among high school students is on the rise in the Seattle School District. Students say pot is easier to get a hold of than alcohol. So where is this supply coming from? Parents and school officials suspect the source is medical marijuana dispensaries. KPLU's Jennifer Wing tells us how some high school students, with the help of unethical medical professionals, have access to large amounts of pot and their parents don't know anything about it.
Before we jump into the story, let's get one thing out of the way. There are many adults and children who are really sick, whose pain and discomfort can be eased by marijuana. They go through the proper steps with their doctors and naturopaths before being granted a marijuana authorization. And then you have the kids who are looking for a big supply of high. When drug counselor Paul Weatherly meets with and advises young recovering addicts, he hears all sorts of things other adults aren't privy to.
I was talking with a group of kids and they said, oh, I can hardly wait until I turn 18 to get my medical marijuana card. And I thought, well, that's kind of strange because what I had read in the law, there were no age restrictions.
And he's right. If you go onto the health department's website, there are no age restrictions and no parental oversight written into the state's medical marijuana law. Teens seek out a medical professional who's willing to look the other way in exchange for a few hundred bucks. After that, the child has access to a pound and a half of pot every 60 days. It's a mountain of weed compared to what's allowed under the recreational law.
I ask, how many of you know people that have green cards that are sharing their pot with people that don't? And they're like, oh, yeah. And they look at me as if I'm one of the dumbest guys in the world. It's because to them, it's a no-brainer.
Weatherly has met kids as young as 15 with medical marijuana authorizations. He says one got his over Skype. What's more common is 18-year-olds, kids still in high school who get the cards. And for them, it's totally legal. Julie, a mom who lives in Seattle, and we won't use her last name to protect her son's identity, knows all about this. A few years ago, she was having
terrible issues with my son and him getting into marijuana. And it was tearing apart our family. And I was sitting there at this PTA meeting where they were talking about Teacher Appreciation Day coming up and who was going to make the cookies. And I was sitting here thinking, my son has just been expelled.
Why?
For selling marijuana on campus with his medical marijuana card.
This was a complete surprise. Her son was 18 and a senior in high school. At 18, he saw a doctor on his own, and his parents had no right to view his medical records, even though they paid for his health care. Not only could he buy a lot of marijuana, he could grow it, too.
Those kids bring marijuana into school, and they can sell it to other kids who have their medical marijuana card, and it's entirely legal.
Lisa Sharp, the manager of prevention and intervention for the Seattle School District, is also seeing young people with medical marijuana authorizations that their parents don't know about. Teachers and security staff report an uptick in marijuana use on and off campus. Sharp says it's everywhere.
So middle schools and high schools and K-8s, and even I've just gotten a call from an elementary school recently about student use.
So who are these medical professionals allowing all this access? No one knows. Unless someone calls the State Department of Health to complain about a specific problem, nothing will be investigated. Christy Weeks, a lawyer and the director of the Health Department's Office of Legal Services, says Washington is the only medical marijuana state in the country that doesn't have a registry to keep track of who's using medical marijuana and who's authorizing it.
We literally have absolutely no data about our patient population.
Washington almost got a medical marijuana registry this past legislative session, but the bill died. It also would have made it illegal for minors to go into dispensaries without parental consent.
That was the one portion of the bill that nobody argued about. We have to protect children.
Senator Jean Colwells is the grandmother of the state's medical marijuana law. Colwells says next year, lawmakers will have a longer session and is confident something will pass that will give medical marijuana more oversight. This might prevent younger high school students from seeking out lax authorizers. The loophole for 18-year-old high school students would still exist, and Colwells has no plan to change that.
We could say that someone can go to war at 18. They can have an abortion, but they can't use a medicine that their physician has authorized them to use.
All those questions you ask, and then parents are saying, but they're bringing the product into an environment where there are 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds, and they're selling it.
Well, of course they shouldn't be doing that. I mean, that's absolutely I don't authorize that. I don't condone that. You know, it's not, I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Back in Lisa Sharp's office at the Seattle School District's headquarters in SoTo, she's reviewing data. Last year, packaged edibles from dispensaries were confiscated from students for the first time.
And this school year is our first year ever confiscating vaporizers, marijuana vaporizer pens.
All drugs and the paraphernalia that go with them get locked up in a safe. Sharp says between September and mid-May, there have been 651 drug offenses, 98% of them involved marijuana. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out.
I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. La da. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high, because I got high. La da 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 da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La da da. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La da da. Gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your too, but then I got high.
Tripping.
Now I'm and I know why. Because I got high.
Hey,
because I got high.
Hey, do that over,
because
man.
I got high.
Come on, man. Don't, hey, come on, come on.
Go,
man.
Go. I messed up
go,
my entire go, life go, because I got
go,
high.
Go,
go. I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what, say what, say what, say what.
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
Present tense,
baby.
I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Are you really high, man?
La, da, 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 da.